Start your day, the Torah way, Northwest London, Friday, 17th September, 11th Tishri, Rabbi Doniel Rowe, Koheles, Part 1. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Lil Nishmas, Rav Tolly Tzvi, Rav Moshe Rokach, Zechur Levracha, whose yahrzeit was last Sunday.
After Yom Kippur, we immediately focus already on Sukkot. And last year, two years ago, I made a mistake. We tried to give an overview of all of Koheles in one, so we got more time this year, Bez Hashem. Koheles obviously is a sefer of Tanakh that we associate with Sukkot, that we read on Sukkot. And it's sometimes a confusing or difficult, because we're so busy focusing on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and then getting in whatever we can with Sukkot, so we often don't get time to really sit and learn through and understand. And it's obviously a huge sefer. I mean, obviously, apart from being one of the Sifrei Tanakh, it becomes our sefer to learn this man Simchaseinu. And at first it seems strange, and by the way, according to Chazal, it seems that this Kohel is towards the end of his life. So this is really Shlomo Melech's accumulating everything. In fact, Rashi, when he brings the word Koheles, Rashi asks why we even call the sefer Koheles. Why does Shlomo Melech call himself Koheles? So we'll come to another reason soon, but Rashi gives two reasons. The second one is that he's makil all his chochmas. Here he assembles all his life's wisdom. So really this is going to be a pinnacle sefer of Shlomo Melech. And yet at first it seems challenging to work out exactly what's going on in the sefer. It seems full of the idea that everything is hevel. Right, opens, Dibre Koheles ben David Melech b'Yerushalayim. The words of Shlomo Melech, Havel Havalim Amar Koheles, Havel Havalim Akol Havel. So it opens with this line that everything is Havel. What is the purpose of everything we work under the sun? And all the way through the Sefer, it seems to move backwards and forwards. It's very difficult to follow the step-by-step journey that Shlomo Melech is meant to be taking us on, if there is one. It seems that there's ups and downs in all directions, up to the point where, if we're ever confused by this, we're not alone, because the Gemara says the Amar of Yehuda Breder of Shmuel, it's Gemara Shabbos, Daf Lamed Bar Shilas, it says Mishmei de Rav, he's quoting Rav, it says, Bikshu Chachom Lignei Sefer Koheles. The Chachomim thought they should be goyna, Sefer Koheles, should put it away, should remove it from Nach, and it shouldn't be a part of should never become part of Nach, and it should just be buried and have Geniza, and that's it. Why? Because Mimnesha Devorov Soisrin Zeh, because it's full of contradictions. It contradicts itself. I think since when's that reason to be Soisa Sefer Tanakh? We learn lots of things from Shnei Ksuvim, right? We learn lots of things from apparent contradictions. And interestingly enough, although the Gemara will go through and show what the contradictions, examples of the contradictions, and how they eventually reconciled them, the Gemara says it wasn't because they reconciled the contradictions that they brought the Sefer back in. So rather what the Gemara says is, why did they allow Mibnei Ma Loi Gonzu? Why did they actually put it back into Tanakh? What happened? Mibnei Shetchilosoi Divrei Torah V'Soifo Divrei Torah. Because it begins with the words of Torah, and it ends with the words of Torah. So what happened to all the stirahs? Because they haven't yet answered any of them. Right? So what's going on? How does it begin with the words of Torah? Tchilas Divrei Torah, Dichsiv, the pasuk we just read that sounded so down and depressing. Mayisun Adam Cholamolish Shiyam Al Tachas Hashemesh. What is the benefit in all that a human does under the sun? For Ami Dvei Rav Yonai, Tachas Hashemesh Uda Ein Loi. No, there's no benefit under the sun. But above the sun, i.e. Divrei Torah, that, of course, there's a benefit to being Omel in. So for Divrei Torah, what's the end? It's Divrei Torah, that's an obvious one. Right? The very second last pasuk is that when everything's been heard, this is what you got to do. Have a Yirah of Hashem and keep his mitzvahs. This is Kola Adam. Just by the way, sometimes when you learn Sefer Koheles, you wonder why he didn't just get there. Like, what do you need the whole rest of the Sefer? Just get that possibility. Obviously, Soif Dovah Kol Nishma is telling you have to go through the entire Sefer to understand this comment. It's not as simple as just have Yiras Elokim and keep his mitzvahs. There's a work. You've got to go through Hakol Nishma. You've got to hear everything, which tells you that if you really want to understand Yiras Elokim and mitzvahs of Shemar, the Machayev mitzvahs of Shemar, you actually have to learn the whole Sefer, piece by piece. But either way, we have an interesting thing that's arisen from the Gemara over it. First of all, apparently the fact that it's full of contradictions would lead us to be goyness and to not have Sefer Kohelet and Tanakh. But apparently the fact that it begins with Divrei Torah and ends with Divrei Torah is enough to put it back in before we've even bothered to reconcile it, before we've reconciled any of these contradictions. So this is giving us an enormous clue to understanding Sefer Kohelet. How so? So let's turn to Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us about, tries to locate where is the Tekufa, where is the point in time at which, the point of time generally Shlomo Melech's life. First of all, the Gemara tells us that Shlomo Melech went from this enormous malchus, this enormous kingdom, not just physical, but his ability to rule, apparently in the higher worlds too, and his life goes through one diminution after another. It goes through from this great peak, which we read about in Sefer Melachim and Sefer Divrei Yamim, there is a coming down. Right? The Gemara says like this. Amrish Lakish Bitchila Malach Shlomo al Ha'Elyon. In the beginning, Shlomo Melech ruled on the inner worlds, the upper worlds too. Shenema v'yeshu Shlomo al Kisei Hashem. Right? The Shlomo sat on the throne of Hashem. Now, obviously, right? The Kisei Hashem, as the Rambam explains, the Kisei is the thing that reveals the covered, right? If a king has a covered, he has a Kisei. So Shlomo Melech was, as it were, was in the inner world, able to direct the Kavod HaShamayim. That means he's in some incredibly high place, where perhaps Malachim, everything's responsive to him. And as we know, Chaim HaVilozhin explains in the Nefesh Chaim, the way this all works is that everything in the higher worlds reflects what we do in the lower world. So we do mitzvahs, Kedusha flows down. But Shlomo Melech had such total mastery over the Yetzirah, over everything, that the entire Hashkocha of the way planet Earth was being run was basically by, he was Shoylet. That probably means that his own personal tzidkus, his deep chokhma, and the way he had arranged Klal Yisrael and created a klal, and obviously he's built the Beis HaMikdash, and all of this is creating a huge, he's effectively Shoylet on these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything according to him, and he's bringing the Shefa down and the Kedusha down. But Lebesoif Malach Ala Tachtoinim, but in the end, he loses that Madrega, and he's able to rule still an enormous Malchus down here, but that complete Shlita over Klal Yisrael, over Torah Mitzvah, over everything he wanted, that he no longer has, but he is the physical ruler still over Yeroida B'cholei V'anar Tifsach Adaza. Right? He rules an enormous terrain, and just like we have with Achashverosh, as a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, does that mean the geographical extent, right, that it's what's modern day, it's Solon, very far out, to a lot of the known world, or is it just that those two are next to each other and he has that level of shlita? Okay, but the point is that's all before we get to Sefer Kohelet. In the end, he only really is Molech al Yisrael. He only really rules over Yisrael. Shenam ani Kohelet Hayisi Melech al Yisrael. Right? Hayisi Melech al Yisrael B'Yerushalayim is in the Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis. So this is already a much more limited Malchus than earlier. But that's not the full extent of the reduction. In fact, he is in the end, he only manages to rule over Yerushalayim. Seems he doesn't really have much Shlita over Eretz Yisrael. Now this is interesting. The raya for this is the opening pasuk of Kohelet. Divrei Kohelet ben David melech b'Yerushalayim. Which tells you that Kohelet is being written at a point at the very least, he's already lost the Shlita up there and lost a lot of the Shlita down on earth, lost a lot of his power. He's lost even the ability to rule over all Eretz Yisrael. He's only ruling over Yerushalayim. And then the Gemara goes on a little bit more, how it reduces even more, and finally comes to the line that says, Lebesof lo malach ela al makla. In the end, he can't even rule over Yerushalayim, he can only rule over his stick. This, something, whenever you use the Lashon Zeh, it means you can point to it, it's tangible. This is what I have from all, this is my portion from all my work. This is referring to something he says in the second parak of Kohelet. After he goes through all I built, he built all this, these amazing things. And he says, I didn't refrain from anything. I took everything. And then he says, at the end of all of this, this, something I can point to tangibly, is my chelek from everything I did. This is apparently a point where Shlomo HaMelech is no longer ruling over Eretz Yisrael, no longer ruling over even Yerushalayim. He's left with his stick. That's all he's ruling over. And that's when Koheles is being written. Now, when does this occur? Because if you look in Sefer Melachim, and you look in Sefer Divrei Yomim, we don't find anybody conquering the lands of Shlomo HaMelech. When Rechavam takes over, he's still the Melech of all of Yisrael. It's a little bit later, Yeravam ben Nevat takes away the northern kingdom. We never find that there's an issue of being Melech only on Yerushalayim, or that he loses that. And what happened? There was a civil war here, someone took over. What exactly happened? What's the story over here? And the answer to this is a Gemara in Gittin. Before we go into the Gemara in Gittin, we'll start with the Gemara in Gittin, actually. Just wanted to point out the word Koheles itself seems to refer to a glorious moment in Shlomo Melech's life, not into any diminution of anything, because the word Koheles is used in Nach a few times regarding Shlomo Melech, right? In the eighth parak of, in fact, in a lot of the Haftorahs we're going to read over Sukkos, right? In the eighth parak of Haftorah we read in Parashat Pekudei, but in the second day of Sukkos, we read from Perek Ches and Melachim. We actually start just a few psukim after, but the opening pasuk of that perek, just the pasuk before we start, is Oz Yakil Shloima, Yakil Shloima Ziknei Yisav as Kol Rosh Ematos Nesia Oves Livnei Yisav Elam El Hamelach Shloima Yerushalayim Lahalos Aron Bris Hashem Meir David Hitzia. In other words, Shloima Melach is coming to the moment when he's going to bring the Aron up, and then he's going to build the Beis Hamikdash, and that is done with being Makil. He's the Koheles who is bringing together Klal Yisrael. Then the pasuk we actually do begin the Haftarah and second day of Sukkos from. Vayikahalu ala melech Shlomo kol ish Yisrael. They all gathered together kol ish Yisrael. B'yerech ha'isanim, right, in Tishri, b'chag, b'chodesh ha'shvi, in the chag, that's Sukkos, etc. is why we read it then, and why it's again relative, that's another hint of the link between Koheles and Sukkos. Okay, and then what we find is there's a whole big brocha Shlomo melech gives the people. And then in the Haftarah of Shmini Atzeres, we say, Vayikachal Shlomo Lespalel Hashem, Kol HaTfilah, all this, Vayamad Vavarchas Es Kol, Kahal Yisrael, Kol God Lemar. Again, he gives a bracha to the Kahal Yisrael. So this episode of building the Beis HaMikdash and its celebration seems to be what the name Koheles should be referring to. However, that's not, obviously what we've seen is, and that's clearly not at a phase in his life when everything's gone wrong. So what is happening over here? And the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samaches tells us about what goes wrong with Shlomo Melech and links together this episode of the Beis HaMikdash together with the demise of Shlomo Melech, or the downfall of Shlomo Melech. What happens over here? So it quotes that same, those psukim I was just quoting earlier, in Perek Beis, when Shlomo Melech describes all the incredible things that he's done, all the great buildings that he did, right, Bar Nisini Botim, I built these great buildings, which Chazal say, by the way, refers to the Beis HaMikdash. The two great buildings Shlomo HaMelech built was the Beis HaMikdash and his own palace. So this is written the Sefer after he's done all that, right? He's built those buildings. Natati Nikromim, Gunas and Paradesim, and he describes everything he did. And at the end of this description of all these things he has, in Perek Beis Pasuk Ches, it says, Konasti Li Gam Kesef, Vazav, I also got a lot of money, silver and gold. Uskulas Melachim, the treasures of princes, Ramadinos, right, which we actually read about in Sefer Melachim, when Malkus Shavar comes and ends up giving all treasures. Asisili Sharim Sharos. So I had singers or musical instruments, because it's male and female, that's people playing musical instruments. Vesar Nugois Bnei Adam, and that all the luxuries and all the pleasures that humans can have. And then he says, Shido Vishidos. Shida v'shida is a strange expression, and the Gemara gives two pshatim. One is that it's referring to chests of treasure, but the other is hachatar gimu, the Gemara in Daf Samachas of Gittin. Shida v'shida is referring to shedim, male and female ones, demons. Lemai boile, what do you want them for? What are they doing? And the Gemara explains, I'm not going to go through it inside, but it's a long Gemara. And the Gemara says that what happened is he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. We know that in the Torah it says that you can't put, the Mizbeach can't be built using iron. And Shlomo Melech wanted to learn from there, therefore, Hidur, let's not build any of the Beis HaMikdash using metal tools. Can't use metal tools for the Mizbeach. Then let's expand and let's not use metal tools anywhere in the Beis HaMikdash. But how do you build in ancient times without metal? Not that easy to do in modern times, right? How do you build without metal? You actually classify ancient ages by the metals they use, the Bronze Age, the Iron Age, because the minute these come along, your ability to do things expands. So what does he do? So he goes to the Chachamim and he says, "Hey Chiyovid, what should I do?" Amrulei, they said, "Ikka Shamir, there's a Shamir. There's a Shamir. There's this thing that Moshe Rabbeinu used for the Avnei Eifoid." He says, "Well, how can I find Shtakach? How do I find such a thing?" You have to bring Shida Bishidas. You have to bring... Now, what we understand, the Maharal is going to explain all of this, Gemara, but essentially speaking, whatever these things are, these Shadim, is somehow some koyach, some negative koyach that lies between the upper world and our world. Something that's between the non-physical and the physical. It can impact the physical world, though it is not physical itself. And the Gemara says attributes of bodily things and attributes of non-bodily things. It lies somewhere in between. And the Maharal tells us in the Chiddush HaGadol that all this episode, which we're going to see, is taking it's when you're dealing and fighting with these koichos, you're doing it in the inner space, in your mind. We battle the Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara, etc. But what's happening is if you want to build a Beis HaMikdash without metal, you're essentially transcending the natural rules. You have to go into the realm that is beyond the normal natural limits, and that's a realm that is occupied by these negative things. But we know that the Shamir is also in that realm in between the upper worlds and lower worlds, because it's one of the things in the Mishnah and Avos that it says was created Bein HaShemashos, Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashos, right, between the 6 days of the week and Shabbos, which is the higher world. And therefore, it's a part of, connects to the natural world, accessible in the natural world, but it's from beyond. So Shlomo Melech is essentially transcending to build his Beis HaMikdash. He's got to lift himself above the normal level of a person who is shakur, is fixed in this world. But to do that, he's got to master the world of the Shadim. He's got to go above them. So the Gemara goes through a lengthy discussion of how he somehow marshals these forces and fights them against each other, and he eventually ends up, a long story, how he's Kovash. He captures the king of all of them, called Ashmedai. And the Gemara says that he got Benayah ben Yoyada, who was the head of the Kresi Uplesi, the head of the Sanhedrin. And they managed to trap this head of the Shadim. And what they do is when they got it, the whole time he reveals how to get the Shamir, and then they keep him trapped the entire time they're building the Beis HaMikdash. And he says that he was Tarchagah Be'ad to Benayah the Beis HaMikdash. Once he's built the Beis HaMikdash, Yom Echad, have a koil chodei. Shomer stands with him and says, it says, Ksiv, Ketoyev Yisraim Loi. You're meant to be this incredible power, but you seem very weak. They trapped him with a chain using the Shem Hashem. So he says to him, you want to see my power? Just loosen the chain and I'll show you my power. Shlomo Melech loosens the chain, and all of a sudden he throws him, 400 parasites, throws him miles away, and he sits on his throne as an imposter. And Shlomo Melech comes running back to you, comes back to Yerushalayim, a disheveled, just holding his stick. This is all I've got left from all my work. And he goes up to the Chachamim and he says, you should know that I am Shlomo, and Ani Shlomo Ha'isi Melech. This is, I used to be the king. The opening, the line over here from Koheles, that Ha'isi Melech Al-Yisrael B'Yerushalayim. I used to be that king of Yisrael in Yerushalayim. I'm not anymore. And the Chachamim research and find out, they see it's true, and they eventually remove Ashmedai. And this is how the story goes. Now, the Maharal tells us that this is not, there's no external thing, the Shade. The Shade operates, all this stuff operates inside us. That's where we meet all these koichas, and that's what's happening here. In other words, Shlomo Melech is being koivish, the koichas atumah, he's defeating them. He's defeating the head of all of them. And he's defeating it with a chain, with a chibur, with a connection to the Shem Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His connection is so powerful that he's able to overcome all these negative forces to the point where, as Rav Tzadok says, obviously referring to the Yetzer Hara and all its way of manifesting in the world. And he's got it so tightly under control, and he's built the Beis HaMikdash. But there's one problem. Shlomo Melech knew his purpose in the world. He is literally Mashiach ben David. Mashiach means an anointed one, a Melech ben David. His purpose is to build the Beis HaShem. build a Beis HaMikdash. That was David's whole ambition, and Shlomo HaMelech carries it out. He sits, the Kiss Hashem means he's now brought everything, the Kedushah to the world, and obviously the whole purpose is to bring him Moitzah Mashiach and Chaya Olam Abba. And he's built the Beis HaMikdash, and it hasn't happened. That's what's happening here. He's Koheles. He's gathered everyone. He's put Klal Yisrael together as one. He's brought the Beis Hashem. He's brought Elyonim and Tachtonim. Everything is together. But there's one problem. He hasn't fulfilled his purpose. His purpose is to bring a total. The Oyla Satik Pats Pia, right? All of Cholarisha Kulaka Hashem Tichel, everything we daven for on Hashani Yom Kippur. Meloicha Kol Olam Kula Bichwaydech. But there's still, the world hasn't got to perfection yet. And Shlomo HaMelech understands the reason it hasn't got to perfection is he's brought all the good into the world, but he hasn't turned the evil into good. This we see in Chazal in a number of places, that Shlomo HaMelech, we do read in Sefer Melachim, how at the end of his life, in Perek Yudalef, it sounds like he had all these foreign wives and they led him astray to Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says, Chas Sholomon, if you listen carefully to the words, you'll see he's not over the Avodah Zarah, but he's allowing it, it's happening all over. But what was his thinking? And Ritzadik tells and others tell us, is he thought that he was supposed to take all the Koichas HaTumah, all the negative, and turn them into the positive, which in the end Mashiach will do. His mistake is it wasn't the right time. But it starts, as the Gemara with, he says, okay, look, as we say in Maseches Brachos, B'chol Levavacha, we say every day in Shema, right? The B'chav Toshav Nekecha, B'chol Levavacha means B'shnei Yitzarecha. You're meant to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with both your Yetzers, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra. So he says, I'm serving him with the Yetzer Tov. How do I serve him with the Yetzer Ra? It's completely under my lock. I can't, it's not being turned into an Eved for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, show me your power. If I can understand your power, I can understand how to turn you for the good. And that little decision throws him. That little giving, just loosen your chain of Chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's told by the Yetzer, by the Asher Adai. Just loosen your chin, just a little bit less connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'll show you, and then you'll be able to use me for the good. And one drop of loosening of that chain, and he's gone. Thrown out, says the Maharal, means he's thrown out of his own mind. It's like a person who experiences that sometimes their mind just operates in ways they don't want it to. Sometimes the Yetzirah just takes over. And it's like this shade sitting inside the head. It is. And Shlomo HaMelech, it really, really, really is. And although it's not two physical bodies, like it sounds Pshuto in the Gemara, the Maharal says it's one. It's one body walking around. But very occasionally gets flashes of his clear thinking Yetzer Tov. But 90% of the time, you know, when it comes to the affairs of Eretz Yisrael, he's not even there anymore. That's the we read about in Melachim Perek Yud Aleph. His wives are running the whole show. Their whole Avodah Zarah is everywhere. And in Yerushalayim itself, he starts losing the ability to even that. When he thinks about those, the Yetzirah is taking over. It's completely kovish him. It totally rules over him. He can't fight it anymore. He's left with his same voice, only speaking when he holds his little stick. And he goes to the Chacham and says, help me. The me, this in this body, is two minds. There's my sane mind that has very little power now. And there's the insane, horrific mind taken over by Ashmedai. The Melech of the Shadim has actually taken me over. And when I sit in there and make decisions, it's not me anymore. Help me. And eventually they do it. Sefer Koheles, if you read it carefully, once you bear in mind those Chazals, you realize the first two Prokem are just describing these Gemaras pretty explicitly. By the way, the second Asher Adai takes him over and throws him out. What does he say? My Yisroi Na'odam B'chola Molo Shiyamol Tachas HaShamash. What is the benefit to everything the human does under the sun? What is he saying? Now this was the very, very posuk that we said before was the reason they allowed you to have Sefer Koheles. Because it begins Tchilosei B'Torah, says the Gemara Shabbos. It begins with Torah. It's only Tachas HaShemesh. It's only under the sun, it's no good. But above the sun, it's all... What's going on? Why did he say this posuk then? You see, let's think about this. Shlomo HaMelech is trying. What's the opening? Havel, everything's Havel. What's the benefit to everything we do? Dor Ha'olich Dor Ba. The first opening psukim basically sound like they're saying Kipshutoi. It doesn't matter what you try and do in this world, you will never change things. Actually, each one, Chazal HaDorish, has a remez, has a little hint inside it as to how things can be better. But generally, the pshat meaning is we can't change things. This is exactly what Shlomo HaMelech says at that moment. I tried, the world is constantly in a balance. The Rambam says if it was ever machriya completely decisively in Ilchus Tshuva Perek Gimel, to the Tzad HaToiv or the Tzad HaRach HaSolom, then immediately there'll be a big din on the world. But it apparently is always in the balance. And Shlomo Melech wants to tip the balance decisively to the Tzad HaToiv. And he fails. As he comes the closest you can come, the final little bit, the whole thing gets blown up in his face. Everything he lived for and his father lived for collapses. The project is over. He's already had Achia Shiloni tell you, it's all, forget it, he's going to lose the Malchus. The whole thing's collapsed. So you can't break the world. You can't change it. It's stuck. And this is, the Sefer of Koheles is going to be his journey out of this. But this is where it starts from. And this is why Chazal wanted to be going as Koheles. They say, we understand Koheles is a chronicle. It's like a diary of Shlomo Melech from the darkest, darkest point of total despair, all the way to getting clarity again. But that's a safer way. Half it's going to be written with the Yetzer Tov, and the first half is going to be written in a dark world. That's going to be full of contradictions, and therefore the contradictions we find surely are just revelations of the fact. So we don't want this whole safer in Tanakh. Maybe the last few psukim belong, but not the whole safer. Kamash malon, even in that dark moment, Ma'yisun in despair, Ma'yisun odom cholamore she'amal techaz ha'shamash, he knows he's mostly taken over, but this is the voice of Torah speaking within him. I've lost everything. The project has failed, and I see the tremendous difficulty. But I also understand that it's because the amelus tachas haShemesh. I understand there's a pathway to above the Shemesh. I just got to find it. So, in other words, the whole sefer is the chronicle of his Yetzer Tov voice walk in the middle of this darkest of darkness, all the way back to the place of light. If you look very carefully. Oh, still a few moments. So let me just show you. After those first 11 psukim, he then says, "Ani kalas hayisi melech al yisrael b'yerushalayim, v'nosati eslib." I gave my heart lidrosh v'losur b'chochma. This we know the story of Melachim and Divrei Yomim, when he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, "What I want to be mivarech you with?" And he says, "Please, can I have chochma?" And he says, "That's the right thing." HaKadosh Anas d'chas shemaim. But what did he specifically want to focus on now that began this problem? Hu inyan ra. I wanted to understand ra. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Ra to be afflicted with, and we have to turn it around if we want to be Masak in the world. So my project, you see exactly, once you put all these chazals, you just look inside, the Sefer is telling you everything it's saying, it just reads like a glove. I wanted to explore the world of Ra, understand it. The problem is the world in a state of we had the Chet of Adam Arishan, and we've not been able to be Masak in it. So Dibarati Ani Im Libis, I spoke to my heart saying, look, I've picked Dalti Safti Chochma Kalashay. If anyone's gonna do this, it's gotta be me. I'm the one who's got the most Chochma. Libi Ra Harbe Chochma Vadas, you my heart have now seen this world of Chochma Vadas. But not Libi, so now what I'm gonna let you do is Ladas Chochma Vadas Hoilelus Vasichlus. I'm gonna let you, heart, explore both the good and the bad, and Bishnei Yitzarecha, you're gonna serve Hashem. So let's unleash Ashmadai, which I got under my rule over here. Yadati Shagamzo Ryan Ruch. But as soon as I did it, I realized it was a disaster. Keep a rove, Chochma rove, Kas rove, Yosef Dati Samachayv. Now he's going to turn all of this. He's got me. And this is the Pasuk where he's got him. And now everything, all the Chochma is accumulated, being turned against him. And he says, okay, fine. In this dark place, his first thing is, Lecha Nascha B'Simcha. Let me try Simcha, or Eibetuv. But he can't. Once that Yates has got the person, it can't let them enjoy and have Simcha. So he says, okay, let me remember when I did have Simcha. Tarati belibi chazal, so it means I go back in my heart. Now I'm going to go and remind myself of all the great things I had achieved. Because maybe in this darkness, if I can remember the good. And he goes through and he reminds himself of building the Beis HaMikdash and everything else. But having done all of that, the Shidda v'Shidda is this whole thing. Zahia chalki mikala moli. Then the Yetzer says to him, don't have any simcha. Look, it was a complete failure. Right? Adarabba, all that you achieved now becomes your source of Yosef Dasis and Machoiv. It becomes more painful. The final thing, which I'll just finish, he gets to the point of Sonesia and Esachaim. He gets to the point of I was in a place of hating life. Kirao lai amasa, because the evil is too big for me. Sonesia and Eskolamoli, I even hated all the work that I'd done. Of course he does. He built the base. It's now turned from Kiddush Hashem into Chilul Hashem. And I leave it to the person who comes after me. Who's that person? His Ashmedai self. How this has happened, etc., etc., etc. The only thing I want to finish with is just the beginning of the turn towards the good happens like this. This is just going to finish this, because we're now pretty much out of time. But he says, basically what he does is, he turns around and says, just to show you an example, he goes, Chochmah Barosha, because he talks about the Yisrael of Chochmah Min Hadas, and then he says, but Amarti Ani Belibi, in other words, he'll say, I can see wisdom so amazingly, and then the very next possible will say, Amarti Ani Belibi, what I say in my heart, is Kermikra Kassil. In other words, his problem is, you can have all the philosophy in the world, but in the heart, till the heart is Masukan, it's going to take you straight down. After all this, when everything seems, the Sabois Ani Liyashas Libi, everything seems now to be totally going absolutely nowhere, that he then says, Kol Yom of Machoiv Mechas, etc., 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 Ein Toiv Ba'adam Sheikha V'shosa V'heres Nafsho Toiv. Ein Toiv Ba'adam means, I suddenly discovered this is what's good for the Adam. Sheikha V'shosa, a person starts eating and drinking. Literally the beginning of Hakaras HaToiv. V'chalta V'savata V'rechta Shem L'kecha. Right? The Hakaras HaToiv of just simply recognizing the bracha that we have in being able to eat or drink. And once Hakaras HaToiv enters, Heras Nafsho Toiv, then I can show myself more good. V'amal, I can even see some good in the work I've done before. Gam Zoro Isi Ani Ki Miyad HaElokim Hi. Etc. This is a Pesach. It's not going to work straight away, but the Pesach is going to lead him into Bitochen, L'Kol Zman V'Yistach HaShamash. And then what he will do through the Sefer is critique that. Show why that's not good enough, but then get it to a deeper level of it. And then critique and get to a deeper level, and critique it to a deeper level. But the beginning of the pathway out, the beginning of the pathway out, is to start with Hakaras HaToiv. To start with looking for something that's good. Can I start there? And expand that Hakaras HaToiv into a full-fledged Bitochen. That is not where the Sefer ends, but that is where it now begins. And that journey, but as Hashem, next week, when we're Erev Shabbos, the Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we will talk about now the steps of the journey that Shlomo Menachem takes us on, and then if we'll finish it in one, or we'll have to have another one after Sukkos, and how he takes us all the way back to Prophet Simcha.